Okay, praise the Lord. Let's stand to our feet. It's like in Nehemiah chapter 8, where there was the reading of God's word. All the people stood up to read the word of God. Amen. So in the morning, what I like to do now is I used to start off on the bed and then get very sleepy, and then I'd sit at the edge of the bed. But now I realize walking around reading the word of God, or just standing reading the word, it's very, very powerful. And of course, you can kneel down and read the word of God as well. We're going to read Colossians together. And what I want you to do as we're reading is to enter into the narrative. It's like Paul is speaking to you. And as you read it, dramatize. Now, don't just blah, 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 like this. Really, really, with everything that's within you. By faith, you're reading it out. So this is not study. There's a place for studying the word. But this is not study. This is just reading through, soaking in the word of God. Amen. So as we're reading, we're soaking through and letting the word of God have its way. We've been hearing what pictures of the word of God, of what it does in our life. It's like fire, it's like a hammer, it's like a mirror, it's like seed, it's like rain. So let the word of God just soak over you, wash over your soul as we read. And then straight afterwards, we're going to open our mouths and declare and hallow his name. Now the name, one of the main aspects or characteristics revealed in Colossians is that Jesus is the head of everything. Amen. It's the only time that we see him as the cosmic Jesus, where he's even the head over powers and principalities, as the creator of all things. He's the head of the church. So we're going to declare Jesus is head over all. He's above all things. He's the creator of all things. Amen. You can use the scriptures that we've read to go back and to declare those and make them very relevant. Okay, you can go back to one thing I'll be going back to read is Colossians 1, 14 to 20, and taking that into praise. Okay, you can actually use the word to go back into praise. So let's allow God to meet us in the reading of God's word. So we're going to go into reading God's words, then straight into hallowing his name. That's praising, lifting up his name, especially Jesus as the head of all things. Amen? And we're just going to continue doing that until it draws the presence of God, because he is enthroned on the praises of his people. So we're going to see his presence come. Of course, he's omnipresent, but there's a manifest presence. And we will know when his presence comes. And then, in his presence, we're going to go into consecration. So I'll lead you into a time. Now, this is personal prayer altars. It's like a demonstration. So imagine it's you at home before the Lord. It's a personal prayer altar. The next time we have the training, we're going to do like corporate prayer altar. This is more a personal prayer altar experience. Are you ready? Amen. Okay, so I'm going to read. I heard feedback was a bit too fast last time. So it's okay. You can read slowly. You can start off slowly. Let it sink in. Okay, Paul. Let's read together. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are in Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all the saints, because of the hope which is laid up for us, for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which has come to you, as it has also in all the world, and is bringing forth fruit, as it is also among you since the day you heard it and knew the grace of God in truth, as you also learned from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a fellow faithful minister in Christ on your behalf, who also declared to us your love in the Spirit. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And you, who were once alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. If indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, the mystery which was hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. To this end, I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily. For I want you to know that what great conflicts I have for you and for those in Laodicea, and for as many who have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of this world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. In him you are also circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, in which you are also raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you have died in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, and he is made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped away the handwriting of requirement that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross, having disarmed principalities and powers. He made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. So let no one judge you in food or in drink or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbath, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ. Let no one cheat you out of your reward, taking delight in false humility and worship of angels, including those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding fast to the head, from whom all the body, nourished and knit together by joints and ligaments, grows with the increase that is from God. Therefore, if you died with Christ from the basic principles of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourself to regulations? Do not touch, do not taste, do not handle, which all concern things which perish with the using, according to the commandments and doctrines of men. These things indeed have an appearance of wisdom and self-imposed religion, false humility and neglect of the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. If then, when you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth: fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourself once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. There, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Therefore, as elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to whom also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, submit to your own husbands as is fitting to the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter towards them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Bondservants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as man pleases, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. But he who does wrong will be repaid for what he has done, and there is no partiality. Masters, give your bondservants that which is just and fair, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving, meanwhile praying also for us that God would open to us a door for the word, to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom towards those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. Tychicus, a beloved brother, faithful minister, and fellow servant in the Lord, will tell you all the news about me. I am sending him to you for this very purpose, that he may know your circumstances and comfort your hearts. With Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you, they will make known to you all things which are happening here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you. With Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, about whom you received instruction, if he comes to you, welcome him. And Jesus, who is called Justus, these are my only fellow workers for the kingdom of God, who are of the circumcision. They have proved to be a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a bondservant of Christ, greets you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. For I bear him witness that he has a great zeal for you and those who are in Laodicea, those who are in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. Greet the brethren who are of Laodicea and Nymphas and the church that is in his house, which things are symbolic. For this is Galatians. Now, when this epistle is read among you, see that it is read also in the church of Laodicea, that you likewise read the epistle from Laodicea, and say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry of which you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it. This salutation by my own hand, Paul, remember my chains. Grace be with you all. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we lift up your name because we read in Colossians, you are the head of all things, Lord. You are the King of glory, Lord. We thank you and praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We give thanks to you, the Father. You've qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance in the light. And Lord, thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's read together from verse 14 and make it a personal prayer. Lord Jesus, in you we have redemption through the blood, forgiveness of sins. Jesus, you are the image of the invisible God. You are the firstborn over all creation. By you, all things were created that are in heaven or on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through you and for you, Jesus. And you are before all things. And in you, all things consist. You are the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead, that in all things you have the preeminence. Hallelujah. That it pleased the Father that in you, Jesus, all the fullness should dwell. All the fullness should dwell. And that by you, Jesus, you reconcile all things to yourself. Whether things on earth, things in heaven, you've made peace through the blood with your cross. Now in your own words, just lift up Jesus, who is the head. He's the head. You are the head of all creation, Jesus. By your word, you created all things. You are the head of all creation. You are even the head of powers and principalities. You are in control. You are the King of glory. And you are the head of the church. And you are the head of my life, Jesus. Oh, because you are worthy, Lord. You are the high above all else, Lord. There's none in comparison with you. Lord Jesus, you are the King of glory. You are the mighty one. You are the preeminent over all creation. And we lift up your name. We enthrone your name, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, you are the image. You are in you dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Lord Jesus, we lift up your name. You are the head of all things. Just think what it means for him to be your head. Hallelujah. Jesus, you are my head. That means I must have your mind, the mind of Christ. I need to be connected to the head. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you that from you all life flows, Lord God. All life flows, Lord. You are the head of the body. Without you, Jesus, that we are useless, Lord. We're like a headless chicken without you, Lord God. We can move around, Lord, but we shall eventually die. But with you, there's life and abundance, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. Thank you for what we read in Colossians, that truly you are the head of all things. You are the head of my life. You are the head of this church. And Lord, I bow down before you in worship and say that there's none like you, Lord. There's none like you in heaven or on earth or under the earth. I worship you, Lord, because you are the head of my life. You are the all in all to me, Lord Jesus. There's none comparable to you. Oh, mighty God, we want to enthrone you, Lord. Jesus, we enthrone you. We proclaim you are King. You are King over my life. You are King over the church. You are King over powers and principalities. You are King over all creation. Oh, hallelujah. Let's just lift up the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, we want to enthrone the name of Jesus in this place and declare who you are, Jesus. From what we have read in your word, thank you for the cleansing power of your word and the power to bring us into true worship. Let's sing together, Jesus, we enthrone you.
Jesus, we enthrone you. We proclaim you are King.
You're standing here.
Standing here in the midst of us. We raise you up with our praise. And as we worship you, your throne, and as we worship build your throne, and as we worship build your throne, come Lord Jesus and take your place.
Jesus, we enthrone you.
Jesus, we enthrone you. We proclaim you are King. You're standing here in the midst of us.
We raise you up.
We raise you up with our praise. We raise you up with our praise. As we worship, build your throne, as we worship, build your throne, and as we worship, build your throne, come Lord Jesus, and take your place. And as we worship, and as we worship, build your throne, as we worship, build your throne, and as we worship, build your throne. Come, Lord Jesus, and take your place. Come, Lord Jesus, and take your place. Take your place. Jesus, take your place. You are the head. You're the head of all things, oh Jesus. You're the head of all creation. You're the head of powers and principalities. And you are the head of you and me. You're the head of the church. Oh, Lord, take your place. Take your place. Take your place in my life, Lord. Take your place in all I think and do. Take your place in my everyday, that I can be a vessel righteous and true. Take your place in my family. Let your glory fill my home. Take your place in my relationships. Come and let your glory be shown through me.
Hallelujah. Just ask the Lord to take his place. Jesus, come and take your place. Oh, in my life, in my thoughts, my words,
in my actions, oh God. In everything I think, in everything I say, in everything I do, in every day, in everything I think, in everything I say, in everything I do. Oh Lord, have your holy way. Jesus, take your place, Lord, in my life, in my life.
Oh, let's just consecrate our lives to the Lord Jesus. Oh, take me, Lord, all of me, Lord. Oh, everything, Lord, I lay at the foot of the cross. This lay before the foot of the cross. All that we are, all that we have, all that we ever will be, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Yes, we come before you, Jesus. All that I am, all that I have, all that I ever will be, I lay at the foot of your cross. Oh yes, let's just lay everything at the foot of his cross. Let's empty ourselves of our selfishness. Oh Lord, all that I am, Lord, all that makes who I am, Lord, I just lay it down at the foot of your cross, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. All my background, my education, Lord, I lay it all down before you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. At the foot of your cross, on the altar, I lay it down as a sacrifice. Oh, I lay it down as a sacrifice. All that I am, all that I am, I lay on the altar. It's not because of my own good abilities that I can have the job that I have. It's because of you, Lord God. Without breath, without arms, legs, I could not do my job. Thank you, Lord. It's because of you. Forgive me for pride in my heart when I think it's my own ability. It's my own doing, Lord. Not by works, lest any man should boast. Oh, all that I am, I lay at the foot of the cross. Empty myself unto you, Lord God. All of my pride, Lord. Oh, forgive me, Lord, for pride of my background, pride of my education, pride of my possessions, pride of my nationality. Oh, forgive me, God. Lay it all down at the foot of the cross. All that I am, all that I have, is nothing in your sight. Everything will be burnt up. In the long run, only faith remains. Oh, hallelujah. Lay it all down, Lord. All that I ever will be, I lay at the foot of your cross. All my dreams and desires, no matter how good they are, if they're not tested by fire, they're not worthy. I lay them down on the altar, Lord. Those things which are of you will remain. Your consuming fire will come. Those things which are of you will be like that bush, the burning bush, which will not be consumed. Lord, I lay all down on the altar, Lord, before you right now. Teach me to do this on a daily basis. Oh, Lord, forgive me, Father, where I have not been coming daily to read your word, to worship you, and to come and consecrate my life before you, Lord God. Forgive me, Lord, where I have been giving my life to other things and using my time for other things. Help me, Lord, even to prune away activities which are stopping me spending time with you. Lord, I want to spend more time with you in your word, because your word comes first. Forgive me for the sin of wordlessness, the sin of prayerlessness, Lord God. Oh, have mercy on me. Say these things to the Lord. Just come before the Lord right now as though it's just you and him, and ask forgiveness. Oh, Rabba, yes, Lord. Abba, Father, Abba, Abba, Father. Have your way in my life. Have your way in my life, Lord. Oh, I offer all that I am, I have, and I ever will be at the foot of your cross, Lord Jesus. You are the head of my life, Lord, and I want to come under that headship. Come under that headship. Align myself, Lord.
To be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be.
Time now to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice before God. And that means consecrating every part to him. Let's put our hands on our ears. Oh Lord, apply your blood to my ears, Lord. I covenant consecrate my ears to you, Lord God. I want to incline my ear to your word. In your own words, just consecrate your ears to the Lord right now. From those false words, Lord God. Immediately help me, Lord, to shut my ears to any false voice, Lord. In the name of Jesus, consecrate my ear. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Let's ask forgiveness. Let's repent when we've used our ears wrongly. Forgive me, Lord. I repent, Lord, that there are times when I allow my ears to hear words that are not flattering about others and gossip, and I entertain those words. Forgive me, Lord God. I want to cut myself off from hearing such things, Lord God. Help me to hear your voice, Lord. Oh, forgive me, Lord, for hearing the philosophies of this world which have made me doubt your word and doubt your presence and your existence even, Lord God. Oh, forgive me, Lord. Let me hear only words of truth, words of life, Lord, words of life. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Touch your eyes. Yes, Lord, I want to covenant my eyes only to look upon you and your beauty. Fix my eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, a covenant. Consecrate my eyes to you. Let me see your glory. Let me see your face, Lord. Oh, forgive me. Just ask the Lord forgiveness for using eyes wrongly. Forgive me for eyes where I've used these eyes, Lord, to lust and to take that second look of temptation. Lord, forgive me, Father. Cleanse me and heal me of that, Lord God. Let me, Lord, only look upon your loveliness and your beauty, Lord God. Let me use my eyes to gaze upon your visions of your beauty, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, let my eyes weep for the lost. Lord, let my eyes, Lord, be open to your truths, Lord God. Lord, open the eyes of my heart to see you more, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord, to see you more, Jesus. Oh, let me have your eyes, Jesus. Eyes of compassion, Lord, that look upon others, not with anger, but eyes that look with love, Lord God. Fill my eyes with your love. Eyes are the windows of the soul, Lord. Let my windows be open, full of your love, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Fill my eyes with a vision of you, Lord. Oh, of your ways. Touch your mouth, Jesus. Let your blood cover my mouth. Let my mouth be a strand of scarlet of redemption, Lord. Let my mouth speak forth your words. Let my mouth be a covenant mouth that keeps promises. I want to speak forth that which builds up. Lord, let no corrupt word proceed out of my mouth, but only that which is necessary for edification. Oh, hallelujah. Let's ask forgiveness for any time we've used our mouth wrongly. Forgive me, Lord, where I've let bitter and sweet come from the same mouth. Forgive me, Lord, where I have, Lord, even let cursed words come out, Lord God, when in intense stress, Lord. Forgive me, Father, oh, Lord, for saying things that have hurt others which are not according to your word, Lord God. Forgive me for letting corrupt words come forth. Let only your word, your truth, your life, your encouragement come forth from my mouth, oh Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Consecrate unto you. Oh, fill my mouth with your praise. Let me sing through endless days. Take my will. Let my life be whole. Let's put our hands on our hearts. Lord, I consecrate my heart unto you. Just say that to the Lord. I consecrate my heart. Our hearts are our mind, our will, and our emotion. Oh, yes, Lord. Purify my heart, Lord God. Purify my heart. Let my mind be the mind of Christ. Let my thoughts be only thoughts of your goodness and thoughts based on your word, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord, let my will be the will of the Father. Not my will, but your will be done. Even as Jesus, you said that in Garden of Gethsemane, let that be my words. Not my will, but your will be done, Lord God. Let my emotions be the emotions of the Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, Lord. Let my emotions be controlled by love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, faithfulness, goodness, self-control. Oh, yes, Lord, my heart is the altar. Consecrate my heart. Consecrate my heart to you. Oh, fill my heart with your love. Love for you and love for others, Lord. Purify my heart. Yes, Lord.
Bless me, Lord,
I pray. Purify my heart. Purify my heart.
Bless
me, Lord, I pray. Remove from me all of everything standing in the way of your love. Yes, Lord, purify my heart right now. Cleanse my heart, Lord.
Oh, cleanse my heart.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, my God.
Lift up our hands to the Lord right now. Say, purify my hands, Lord. Cleanse my hands, O God. That from out of my heart, all my actions will be pure. Because, Lord, my mind, my will, and my emotions, heal my mind, heal my will, heal my emotions. That my hands may only be hands of healing, to heal others and not hurt others. Hands that build up and not destroy. Oh, hands, Lord, that bless and not curse. Oh, yes, Lord, use these hands to serve you and to serve others in love, Lord God. Let these hands drip with myrrh, Lord God, with meekness and faithfulness. Let these hands, Lord, reach out to the locks of the doors and, Lord, open up the doors, Lord, to see people come into your kingdom, Lord. Let these hands, Lord, be hands of blessing, dripping with the oil of anointing, Lord God. Let these hands be holy hands lifted up daily unto you, Lord God. Oh, let these hands, Lord, be hands that reach into the fire and set people free, Lord God. May these hands be your hands, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, forgive me, Lord, where I use my hands, Lord, to hurt. Forgive me, Lord, where I've used these hands, Lord, to do things which are contrary to your word, Lord God. Oh, forgive me, Father. Let my hands be pure. Let my hands lift people up, Lord God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Now just start walking around. Feet. You can take off your shoes. Holy ground. Father, take off of my feet all shoes of this world that are covered in dust of this world. And I want to stand on holy ground. Every step that my foot takes, let it be a step of faith, Lord God. Lord, let me step with holy feet, Lord God. Cleanse my feet, Lord. Let them be feet shod with the gospel of peace, Lord God. Oh, Lord, let my feet walk in your ways, Lord God. Let my ways be your ways, Lord God, which are far higher than man's ways, Lord God. Forgive me, Lord, where I've allowed my feet to be dirty by the ways of this world, Lord God, where I've allowed my feet to be hurt and I've become lame. Forgive me, Father, in areas, Lord, where I'm not walking in your ways. Oh, Lord, I pray, Father, for holy feet. cleanse my feet, cleanse my feet, cleanse my feet to walk in your ways, Lord God, to walk with anointed feet, Lord God, that every step will be a step of anointing, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Cleanse me, Lord, through and through, Lord. Cleanse every part of me, Lord, from head to toe, Lord. Oh, I consecrate my whole life before you, God. Use me, Lord, use me every day, every day, every day, Lord, as I come into your presence, Lord. Every day, let that prayer altar of my life be on fire for you, consecrated unto you, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, I offer my life unto you. Just lift up your voice unto the Lord. Hallelujah. I give everything to you, Lord Jesus. You gave everything to me. I rest in your embrace forever, for all eternity. Oh Lord, come and take my heart, take my life, take my everything. And come and use me for your glory. Unto you I sing, I give you my all, I lay down at your throne. God of glory, come and make your presence known. Jesus, come and fill me now, fill me with your Spirit. Lead me in your ways, O God, that I may follow you. Lead me, Lord, into your promises, oh, into your ways, that every day I may come and give you praise. My life is a praise, my life is a praise unto you, Holy God. My life be a praise, my life to you I raise in adoration, God. Sanctify me, set me apart, cleanse my all, purify my heart. All that I am, all that I have, all that I ever yours, all that I am, all that I have, all that I ever will be, it is yours. Yes, just say to the Lord, my life is yours, my life is yours. Oh, Father, I pray for each one of us here, Lord, help us to build a strong and effective prayer altar every single day. Every single day, Lord. Oh, Father, give us the strength even to get up early, to spend that time with you. Right now, I pray, Father, you'd come and blow away the cobwebs in our life. In this temple, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Blow away, Lord, every idol in this temple. Be removed right now. Remove every idol of our hearts, Lord God. Oh, blow away every cobweb, every dirtiness, Lord. Oh, and prepare us to be a temple, a holy temple before you. Daily we can come and build a strong and effective prayer altar, Lord, unto you, Lord God. Teach us, Lord, not just in meetings like this, to consecrate our life, to read your word, to hallow your name, but every single day, Lord God, I pray for your empowering. Holy Spirit, come, empower each one of us, Lord God. Yes, there's that will, there's that desire, there's the desire in our hearts to build a strong and effective prayer altar. But the enemy of our soul will try and snuff out the flame. But I thank you, Jesus, that you are far greater. He who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. Christ in us, the hope of glory.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Holy Spirit, come, empower us to build strong and effective prayer altars. Not only just to build our own, but to enable others to build strong and effective prayer altars, Lord God. Oh, strengthen us, strengthen us, strengthen us, oh Lord, strengthen us. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be your name. to your secret place, Lord.
They stand in your glory.
Oh, send your glory, Lord.
And
power us, O Lord.
Under your wings, oh Lord.
Under your wings, oh Lord.
Holy Spirit, wash over me.
Wash over me. Where I want to be.
Deeper,
deeper
into your heart, O Lord.
Into your presence.
Deeper, into your sacred place.
To your sacred place.
Where I may stand in your glory.
Yes, Lord.
And
let's just dwell on that last line. Under your wings, O Lord. Come under your wings, O Lord. Let's come under the shadow of his wings tonight. Oh, we come under the shadow of your wings. In the sanctuary, holy place, we come into sanctuary, into the holy place, under the shadow of your wings we come, Almighty God of grace, we come into the shadow of your wings, into your sanctuary, oh, yes, Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, oh, thank you, Lord. Father, I pray that what we have experienced tonight can be translated into our own personal times at the altar every day. Lord, I pray that this time tonight will not be wasted. I pray, Father, that you help each one of us to carry the same presence, the same spirit into tomorrow, into Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Father, help us to be altar conscious, that our hearts are your altar wherever we are, Lord God, wherever we are. Lord, I pray, Father, anoint our hearts, consecrate our hearts as altars unto you. Thank you tonight, you're cleansing us. You're applying your blood, your oil, your water, cleansing, healing, restoring. It's a process. Lord, help us to continue that process. And even where it's going to become difficult, give us that persevering spirit. Give us that persevering spirit, Lord God. Long suffering, just part of the fruit of your Holy Spirit. To be willing to suffer. Even getting up early, even reading a lot of your word where we find it difficult. But help us to persevere through, because as we do that, we become more and more like you. We will grow more and more into your likeness, Lord God. And the fire of your word will have its way in our life. The hammer of your word will have its way in our life. The mirror of your word will start to show us what we are to be and who we are in you, Jesus. And Lord, the areas that need cleansing by the waters of your word, Lord God, where the sword of your spirit needs to be applied to cut into our lives, to convict us, to heal us and to restore us, Lord God. Where the seed of your word, Lord, it takes time. It can be buried for a long time before it bears forth fruit, but it's always going to fulfill that which you have spoken. So, Lord, we want to grab hold of your words and live in your words. Let your word dwell in us richly, Lord God, every day, Lord God. And help us, Lord, not to be afraid to open our mouth and praise your name every day, Lord. To hallow your name, to lift up your name. You are enthroned on the praises of your people. You inhabit the praises of your people. Lord, come and inhabit my altar. Come and inhabit my life. every day, Lord God. Let me be altar conscious. Every one of us here, Lord, I pray for that grace, Lord, to abound, Lord God, that gracing in our lives, Lord, to be able to build strong and effective prayer altars that will transform our lives, Lord God. And Lord, help us, Lord, even to have the ability to draw others to build strong and effective prayer altars. Let there be the mighty fires of revival in Singapore, Lord God. And it starts with me. It starts with each one of us here, Lord God. Yes, Lord. Blow, Spirit, blow. Blow over your church, Lord. Blow the fires. Fan the fires, Lord God. Fan the fires into mighty roaring flame in this nation. We pray for the Methodist church, Lord God. Oh, we thank you for what you are doing. And Lord, even that symbol of the fire, Lord, we ask and pray, Father, would you stir a new fresh fire, new fire within the Methodist church. Let there be a prayer movement that leads to revival, Lord God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, pray for this church, Grace Methodist Church. Grace Methodist Church. Oh, hallelujah. Grace. Hallelujah. Continued revival in this place, Lord God. Grace. God's revived altar. Continuing expansion. That's what the Lord is saying. This name, Grace. God's revived altar. Continuing expansion. The Lord has something special for this church. Lord, I pray, Father, that you would stir up the hearts of the leaders within Grace Methodist. Forgive us, Lord. I want to identify in prayer with this church because I am a part of the body of Christ. And so in faith, I identify and say, forgive us where we have been distracted by programs and things which are not spoken by you. And Lord, I pray, Father, you would align us or according to your promises, you have spoken promises over this church. And Lord, I pray, Father, according to your covenant promise, you will come and you will revive this church, Lord God. You will give wisdom, open the eyes of our hearts to see your way and to see what you are saying and to be able to change, even to change programs, even to prune, to cut away certain things and to add certain things according to your wisdom and your strategies. Your agenda, not our agenda, Lord God. So, Lord, I pray and ask, Father, for revival in this church, not just this church, but all of the Methodist churches and beyond into the whole church in Singapore, Lord. Because with you, you don't look at denominations. When you see, you just see your body, the church. So we thank you and praise you for what you are even doing tonight. Lord, you're raising up. There are people here that are instruments of revival. Revivalists, vessels of revival. Lord, would you overflow in their lives, Lord God. Overflow in their lives, mighty God. And have your mighty way. We thank you, Lord. Thank you tonight, Lord. You're doing great and mighty things. Let man's mind not get in the way. Man's way of thinking. Your mind, your ways, Lord. Sweeping through the soul and touch the holy presence of our God. Let's finish this time by singing this song. Build an altar unto the Lord. Return to worship and hear His word, and the fires of revival will come sweeping through your soul and will touch the holy presence of our God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give God praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you for being with us tonight. Hallelujah. Father, as we depart from this place, set us forth with your blessing. May the love of the Father, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship with your Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.